Graders. Raise your hand if you are a rising fourth grader. Oh my gosh, they're getting so old. Can't believe it. You're starting Hebrew school. So you guys were in first grade when I started. How dare you get so old. And we welcome all our pre-B'nai Mitzvah July birthdays. Raise your hand if you are a July birthday. Oh good, we have more than one. We've got two. All right, you're going to be two of you getting a lot of attention tonight, so happy birthday to both of you. And of course, we welcome to our community our new interim senior rabbi, Rabbi Daryl Crystal. So he will be up to offer greetings in a few moments, but first, we wish happy July birthday to the United States of America. And our TBS tapestry for this month of Tammuz, the Jewish month of Tammuz, you can see some very patriotic symbols on our tapestry. We see the flag, we see the Statue of Liberty, and I always find it interesting when I read the description on the website that they had no Statue of Liberty green in Israel, and so the artist's daughter had to really go out of her way to mix tons of paints to try to get that Statue of Liberty green. And we have the words from our Liberty Bell, which are words also from our Torah. Proclaim liberty throughout the land and unto the inhabitants thereof. We American Jews love our country. We serve our country. We express gratitude for our country. For most of our ancestors, this was the Golden Medina, the golden country, a place of refuge for us from the persecution and the oppression that we suffered in other lands. On this July 4th weekend, we wave our flags, we express our gratitude for the ideals and the vision of this great country, a land where not only we are free to be Jewish, but a place where we work to ensure that others of other backgrounds and religions can be free as well. And now it is my honor to call up to the rabbi's pulpit the newest member of our TBS rabbinic team, Rabbi Daryl Crystal.
I just wanted to say how happy I am to be with everybody, how exciting it is. You know, there are many different kinds of rabbis out there, and Rabbi Perlin is an amazing, amazing rabbi. And so what is the most important requirement that you needed when you were trying to find somebody to do some of the things that Rabbi Perlin did? Well, it's okay to try a male rabbi, and it's okay to have a rabbi that doesn't sing, but the most important thing was must be under 5 feet, 4 inches tall. I met the requirement. And having grown up in Washington, D.C. area, I just needed to come back because this could be the year to go to the World Series. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So I'm very excited to be with everybody and looking forward to having a lot of fun together.
And we continue with the singing of Shalom Aleichem on page 5.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hashare, Malachi Elyon, Imelech, Malachi Hamachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bo'achem Lishalom, Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech, Malachi Hamlachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zeitchem Lishalom, Malachi Hashalom, Malachi
I said earlier, our fourth graders are starting midweek Hebrew this year. And one of your amazing Hebrew teachers, our primary Hebrew teacher for fourth grade, who has taught so many TBS students their Hebrew Aleph Bet. I know you've done some in third grade, but even more in fourth grade. I would like to call up to honor our amazing fourth grade Hebrew teacher, Mrs. Gross, and her husband, Mr. Gross, for candlelighting on page 6.
Oh, we are.
Yes. Good
job. Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Ananai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, and the sea roar and all that fills it, this beautiful image of nature coming together in joy, is the song Yismachu on page 7.
Yismachu hashamayim, hashamayim, Yismachu hashamayim, hashamayim, Yismachu hashamayim, etagel haaretz. Yismechu Hashamayim, Hashamayim. Yismechu Hashamayim, Hashamayim. Yismechu Hashamayim, Yitar El Haaretz. Yiram Hayam, Yiram Hayam, Yiram Hayam, Umelah. Yismechu Hashamayim, Hashamayim. Yismechu Hashamayim, Hashamayim. Yismechu Hashamayim, V'tagel Haaretz.
Please rise for Baruch Hu.
Yai, lai, 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 lai,
together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. So our fourth graders are going to come on up. I know she's not a fourth grader anymore. Your sister's a fifth grader now. Okay, we got fourth graders. It's hard. It's you probably barely can respond to that.
Come up here.
First time the fourth grade class has come together as the fourth grade. Come on up.
This way. Close up here. Excellent. All right. Do you know the motions?
They know it.
I know.
They know.
I know most.
Ready?
When God made the world, God made it full of light. The sunshine by day, the moon and stars by night. God made it full of life. Lilies, oaks, and trout, tigers, and bears. Spare us, heart. And God took clay from earth's four corners to give it the breath of life.
Just a reminder, fourth graders, August 25th is your big day of activities and a ceremony welcoming you to Hebrew. So bring your parents along. Bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. So in our Declaration of Independence, it says that we recognize that everyone is created equal in God's image. And the Shema is our prayer that affirms that we are connected to all human beings, to all forms of life, as God is in all of us. We rise for Shema on page 12.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Va.
Seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam Beshivtecha beveitecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochpecha uvkumecha. Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha. Uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hoseti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. So in your service folder, you will see the original design. It was not chosen, but the original design submitted by Benjamin Franklin for the official seal of the United States. And you can see that in the middle is a picture of the Israelites going through the Red Sea and escaping to freedom. So this is part and parcel of our people, part and parcel of our country. The fact that we are a refuge for freedom for all people. We join together in Micha Mocha. me her tambourine. Gotta use it. So we celebrate Shabbat in our own TBS way when we sing the words from the book of Exodus, Vishamru. So we are going to show Rabbi Crystal our TBS Shabbat joy as we join together on page 15 in Vishamru.
Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, en ha-shabbat, la'asod et ha-shabbat, dorot ha-merim olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, en ha-shabbat, Shemayim v'et ta'aretz v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merim olam. V'yom ha-shvi'i shavat v'yinafash, shavat v'yinafash, Shabbat Hayinachash. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merim olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asod
Well, it looks like everybody's pretty much in your own seats, so we will continue with Tefillah on page 16. Please rise.
Adonai Sefatai Tivtach Ufi Agita Hilateva Eternal God.
Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, V'kone Ha'kol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, u'meivig u'la li'v'nei v'neihem, l'ma'an shemo b'yahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching, peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere, at any time. But this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melocho Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Our prayer for Hoda'ah, for gratitude, on page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. On this July 4th weekend, we pray for the welfare of our country. We pray that all our fellow Americans will have what they need, and all of us live together in harmony and respect. When this happens, we can truly say, we have been Oseh Shalom. We have been makers of peace. We join together as we sing and pray for Shalom, for peace, with Sim Shalom on page 20.
Shalom,
Shalom,
Tova,
Tova,
Uvracha.
this week of our national holiday, we say together the prayer for our nation and those who serve it, who, of course, among those include many members of our own congregation, the top of page 21. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may help establish justice and opportunity for all, and work to bring peace to all nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their families and friends. May we embrace our freedom as Americans and Jews in this land we love. May we always act as good citizens, embracing diversity and tolerance. May we help this nation continue to be a beacon of freedom and the protector of human rights around the world. Amen. Whenever TBS gathers together for prayer, we pray for all those who are sick, in need of healing, healing from an injury or surgery or emotional pain. TBS cares for all our members. And today I have received some positive news over the course of the day from some different members who are healing well, their family members healing well, and we sing Mishaberach not only in fervent prayer that those who need healing receive it, but also with joy for the gift of healing, for the gift of health, for the gift of resilience, that we can recover from illness or wounds or pain. And I'd like to, there she is, right there. You were so quiet. Eve Courtney, our Tefillah song leader and the music director of the JCC camp. Music specialist of the JCC camp will lead us in our prayer for healing as she does on Tuesdays at Hebrew School. Mishaberach, page 24. Silently with the prayers of our hearts.
So I need to set up a few things as we're getting started. And for all of my younger friends, for some of my older friends too, I want you to think about something that you really, really like to do, something that's fun to do, that you may do well, something that you like to do. You know, has anybody ever seen America's Got Talent? Yeah. So last year, the winner of America's Got Talent was 12 years old. Her name was Darcy Lynn, and she was a 12-year-old ventriloquist who could sing while she was working with her dummies. It was amazing. I was at the finals of America's Got Talent last year. It is my favorite show. And so it makes me think about all the amazing kind of things that we can do. So for some of my younger friends, what's something you like to do that's just fun to do? Think about it. Yes, say your name and tell us.
Elsie and swimming.
Swimming, great. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Come on over here and come on over here. What's your name?
Brecken.
And what do you like to do?
Video games.
Great. Okay. Come on over. You know, you laugh, but that can be a career. And that'll fund his parents' retirement. Yes. What's your name?
My name is Elliot, and my thing is playing with toys.
Great. Great. Okay. Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Elida.
And what do you like to do?
I like to do gymnastics.
Great, gymnastics. Yes, sir. Zev, right?
No, my name's Jules, and I like to...
I'm sorry?
And I like to play Minecraft.
Minecraft. Okay. Anybody over here like to do anything? Anybody on this side? We'll take a few adults. Yes, ma'am. What do you like to do?
I'm Eve, and I like to play music.
Wow, that's great. Okay, going once, going twice. Rabbi Rappaport, what do you like to do?
Well, on the theme of music, I love to listen to live music.
Great. And anybody else? Yes? No?
So we are celebrating the 4th of July. I need my revolutionary hat. Some of you may think that Rabbi Perlin left this for me. And 7 years ago, the synagogue I worked at was one of the, it's the third oldest synagogue in the United States, and it was founded in 1733. Wow, you think this synagogue is old. And so back during the time of the Revolution, a lot of people were farmers. And this is a story. Let's see, I need someone in ninth grade. Come on up. And this is a story about a farmer. And the farmer said, you're going to be holding that for a while, okay? The farmer said, I am the farmer, and I am better than everybody else because I grow the food, and nobody could do anything without me. Well, you know what? Everybody else felt pretty bad. And later on, the music specialist came up to help me with another sign. And the farmer was out in the field, and it had rained. And the farmer had a hole in his shoe, and he stepped in a puddle of mud, and he got ooey-gooey mud inside his shoe. And the farmer went to the shoemaker and said, can you fix my shoe? And the shoemaker said, I'm not going to fix your shoe until you go to the center of town and you say that the shoemaker is important just like the farmer. And so the farmer went to the center of town and he said, I am important, but so is the shoemaker. Well, a little while after that, do we have anybody who's going to go to college shortly, soon? College? I know we had one person who's leaving for college, yes? Do we have a temple president? Okay, the temple president will come up to help with the next one. So, the farmer, just slide down a little bit more. The farmer was out in the field with his horse, and the horse's shoe broke. And so he went to the blacksmith. He said, can you fix the shoe on my horse? And the blacksmith said, no, not until you go to the center of town and you say that the blacksmith is important as the farmer. And so he went to the center of town, and the farmer said, I'm important, and so is the cobbler, and so is the blacksmith, and all of us are important. Well, a little while later, you know what happened. Rabbi Rappaport's going to help me with the next one. That the farmer was out and just starting to collect the harvest, and the wheel broke on his wagon. And so he had to go to the cartwright and say, will you fix my wagon? And the cartwright said, no, I won't. Not unless you go to the center of town and say, the cartwright is important just like everybody else. And that's what the farmer did. And then it came time to harvest the corn and the wheat. And our music, Rob and Rachel, if you'll come up with the next one. And the farmer went to the miller and said, will you grind up my corn and will you grind up my wheat? And the miller said, I won't unless you say that I'm as important as you are. And so the farmer learned something really important, that the farmer said that I am important because I grow the food, but so is the shoemaker, the cobbler, and the blacksmith, and the cartwright, and the miller. And everybody has something that they bring to our village. And ladies and gentlemen, all of you have something special that you like to do and that's fun and that you're good at. And we have a good time when we come to our classes and we come to temple, when each of us brings our fun things and we share together. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, everybody, and thank you to our holders.
And a TBS favorite, we tend to sing this at patriotic times, Children of Freedom by Beth Schaefer, and it's in your service folder. Teacher Mrs. Gross up to open the ark doors for Alenu. Alenu is on page 25. Please rise.
Thank you.
may be seated.
Middle of page 27. There are stars up above, so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember very fondly our beloved members, Susan Feitelman, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. And this is the 1 year anniversary of the death of our beloved member, the mother of Rona Hitlin Mason, Yetta Trachtenberg. She lived the values of Hoda'ah and of Tzedakah, of gratitude and giving to those in need. Those values live on. We are thankful that she spread them in the world over her 102 years. They live on among her family, friends, her community. Our hearts go out to you, Rona, and to Mike at this sad milestone. May her memory always be a blessing to you. We are also honored to remember others who have been a blessing in our world. In the last 30 days, we say Kaddish for Nanette N. Benson Nicole, friend of Nancy and Barry Epstein, Raymond McGavin, friend of the Sussan family, Vicki Roslyn Cohen Kyphus, cousin of Eleanor Shoemaker. And we remember the Yahrzeits this week of Pearl Grizak, Greg George, Ideen Luby, Lois Strasberg, Yonkel Baron, Anne Greenglass, Phyllis Littman, Bob Weissman, Alan Wolf, Cantor Sidney Derner, Sidney West, Alan Abelson, Dr. Ernest Dixon, Ann Gill, Sheila Jaffe, Paul Berenson, Benno Schneider, Harold Schnurr, Anna Metzner, Everett Olson, Jody Schwartz, E.B. Gabor, Shirley Dondies, Jean Merck, Herman Miller, Alfred Winston, and Alice Woods. Their memories are with us as in their honor we recite the Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'yalma divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon uv'yumechon v'chayei d'chobet Yisrael v'agala uv'izman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehei shmei rabba mevarach le'alam al me'al maya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha parichu. Le'elan min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'yalma v'yimru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael,
v'imru, amen. Oseh shalom b'mromav, hu yaseh shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru. Be seated. We move from this sacred time of memory to rejoicing in birthdays. So I know there's at least two July birthdays in the house, correct? So Ike and Zev, come on up. Anyone else? Any other birthdays? All right. So Rabbi Crystal has brought with him a custom that is very nice that, let's see, we need one more adult volunteer. You want to come on up to hold one of the poles over our birthday people, our birthday boy. I guess they're both boys, birthday boys. So you're going to stand under the tallit as we give you a blessing. Come on under. So you have July birthdays. You share birthdays with the United States of America. How old did you just turn? I know your birthday was the 2nd, Zev. You turned how old?
I just turned 8.
Turned 8. And I? And 8! Oh my goodness. What day is your birthday?
July
8th. Oh, you were born almost the exact same time. So we wish you this summer of being 8, a lovely summer, a maybe not so hot and muggy summer, a summer of swimming or of any kind of things that you love, of good parties and presents, a year of making new friends, of learning really interesting things in school, and having a wonderful time. Mazel tov to you. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you throughout this entire year of being 8. Mazel tov. Let's take a frisbee. There you go.
I'm going to the beach.
Ah, perfect for
I
the beach.
Frisbees.
Okay, so you are going to... Oh, you got two. Okay, so you're going to stay up here and help us with Kiddush, so the tallit can go away. And we continue with Kiddush and Motzi on page 29. Please rise. Let's see. Zev, you were 8 first, so maybe I'll give you the cup. I'll give you the cup after we do the cup part. So do we want to read this together? The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. It's really heavy. You think you can hold it? Practice for your bar mitzvah. Okay. I'll help you. Okay, there we go. Oh, it's okay, I'll help you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Zikaron l'maasei v'reishit, kihu yom tefilah l'mikra ekodesh, zeher letziat Mitzrayim, kivanu v'charta b'vchanu kidashta mikol. Baruch atah Adonai, mikadesh.
Grape juice.
Juice. It's juice? Okay, want to take a sip? Do you like juice?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's join in Motzi.
Motzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
There you go. Do you want tissues? The one? There you go.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to the monthly family service for the young and the young at heart. Welcome, fourth graders. You're going to have an awesome year, I can tell. Thank you, Rachel and Rob and Eve, for sharing your music with us this evening. Great. Thank you to the Onig volunteers, the board ushers, and our greeters. And welcome, Rabbi Crystal, a hoda'ah for your arrival, especially from Rabbi Rappaport. And thank you, rabbis, for leading us in worship tonight. Please consult your weekly email and the TBS website calendar for all the great happenings at TBS. I'm going to say that a lot, in an effort to keep announcements short and not to get between you and Onig. So I'll just highlight two things. The first one is we are now in the full season of meet and greets. We did the first one last night with Rabbi Crystal and members of Sisterhood. And I have to say, it was really, really nice to hear the wonderful personal stories from the Sisterhood members, their thoughts about Rabbi Perlin, but even larger about the TBS community. And I really look forward to continuing to attend those with Rabbi Crystal. And if you have not yet signed up for one, Jim and Carrie Sturm will be hosting one on 7 o'clock on Sunday. And so you can sign up on the website. Lynn Sprung is here, or tell Jim and Carrie that you'd like to join them. We have room for 5, 6, 7, 8 more or so. Right. So please, we really want everyone to join us there. Also, next July 18th is the Learning is for Everyone planning meeting. It's going to be a really fun-filled, long meeting because there's so many interesting things to talk about. Susan's right there. Susan's chairing the Life Committee, and she really has a full agenda planned, including the potential to screen some movies. So you come and see a couple of trailers, talk about the theme or not. Anyway, and showing up at the planning committee is not a commitment to be on the committee. You can just help plan and share your voice and thoughts about what we ought to be studying for this year. Finally, if you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom, welcome. If you have any questions, Jonathan Disler is our membership representative this evening. Talk to Jonathan or anybody wearing a name tag, or anybody. We'd be glad to share information about Temple B'nai Shalom with you. Wishing you a restful Shabbat, a peaceful Shabbat, and a great week next week. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, this is a song you may get up and dance to if you are so inclined. I know Eliza's going to dance, so someone might want to join her. On Shabbat, page 30.
Shabbat, 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 shab
from the founding document of our nation, the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights. Among these are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka. May you feel like God's light shine on you and all the good you do on this Shabbat and in the week ahead. May we move closer to seeing every individual as being created equal in the image of God. Only then will the light of life and freedom and happiness shine on our community, our commonwealth, our country, and our world. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.